This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Okay, we have to be honest. Most of us probably have a piece of art that we love, but, you know, we never got around to hanging it. Maybe it's in the garage. Maybe it's in storage somewhere. And not only is it collecting dust, it's probably inspiring some guilt in us as well, because do you want to donate it? Because then maybe it doesn't go to the right owner. Do you want to put it in the landfill? Probably not. Guess what? There is a new way you can get rid of that piece of art and make yourself feel better too. The Zero Waste Boise Institute and the Reuse Market, they have come up with this idea, and they are hosting Art Revival this weekend. This is part sustainability event, part silent auction. The organizations have spent months gathering one-of-a-kind and mostly local art pieces for attendees to bid on and then rehome. Joining us live in studio to talk about this is Patty Costello. She is a board member at Zero Waste Boise Institute, and Joni Schofield, the president of Reuse Market. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
This is a great idea. How did it come to fruition?
Well, Jillian, actually, who is on the Zero Waste Boise Institute board, had this idea. I think she talked about it being lonely artwork that was forgotten in closets. And she had this brainwave and reached out to Reuse Market with the idea. And it fit perfectly with our mission, which is to keep creative materials out of the landfill. So it really just pulled together from both sides.
And then it comes back to this idea of, you know, maybe not buying more things, right? But this is a way to rehome something. So yes, you're purchasing something, but it is something that may have potentially gone into the landfill.
Exactly. That's the point of the Zero Waste Boise Institute, is reduce and reuse. The earth has already paid a cost for the materials that went into making the art. So instead of going out and buying new art, which uses more materials, they're already existing. They're already in the form of art, and they just need a new home, someone else to appreciate them. So the idea is reduce and reuse.
So Patty, has the Zero Waste Boise Institute focused on art before?
Not necessarily. This was a way to hold a fundraising event, but keeping the idea of sustainability in mind, because it's tricky. We're not going to put on a 5K and screen print a bunch of T-shirts.
That are going to go in the garbage.
Yes, exactly. Maybe if you're industrious, you'll turn that into cleaning rags like I do. But the idea is, well, how can we hold a fundraising event that will be fun, that will draw folks? And Joni, again, with the Reuse Market, was a perfect fit with her art background as well.
And Joni, you really wanted to avoid the kind of that mass produced artwork that, I mean, you can pick up at art supply stores, I mean, things like that. So what was kind of that selection criteria?
Correct. Well, we focused first on wanting original pieces of art, those that were not necessarily mass produced, and then on limited edition numbered prints, specifically signed prints, things that were well framed already and didn't need a lot of additional work to grace somebody's home. And we actually pulled together a group of people to form the selection committee and create that criteria, so that we were taking a lot of perspectives into consideration and making sure that we had a well-rounded show.
And so how many pieces of art will you have up for auction this Sunday?
We'll have at least 45, probably more. I'm still culling through a few. We've collected over 80, and we'll have those that didn't meet the selection criteria also offered at a fixed price. But on auction, we'll have at least 45 pieces.
Yeah, because you can't leave them lonely.
No.
Those 80 pieces.
No.
Right? So is the event focused more on paintings, or will there be other artwork? Because you talked about frames and things like that, so I'm assuming...
Yes, there's everything. We have painting, photography, prints, some pottery, even a piece of jewelry, some wearables.
Oh.
Yeah, we also opened up the selection criteria to artwork that was 90% or greater recycled materials, and received a few things that are new pieces, but from reclaimed materials.
And Patty, I mean, Zero Waste Boise Institute has worked on, I mean, you've worked on a bunch of different initiatives over the years. So What's next after this? Or do you think this is a project and a partnership that will continue?
Yes, this is the first annual of we hope to be many. So as you mentioned at the opening, if people do have lonely pieces of art, please set them aside for our second annual event next year. And as far as what's next for Zero Waste Boise Institute, we're hoping to roll out very soon our Reduce and Reuse R2 directory for the Treasure Valley area. So it'll encompass many different categories of anything. Where can I donate this? Where can I buy this? And it all under the guise of Reduce and Reuse. So definitely stay tuned for the Reduce Reuse directory coming soon.
You know, how are you dealing with a little bit of backlash in the zero waste movement when it comes to accessibility issues? And I know there's been discussion, even like with plastic straws for some folks, but you know, how do you deal with that when it comes up in discussion?
I think everyone can do their own part. So if something doesn't resonate with you, try something else. For me, I love shopping secondhand. I grew up doing that, and that's just a normal part of what I do. But someone else might not want to do that. So there might be another avenue or way. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing either. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have a zero waste home. Zero waste is kind of the end goal, but it certainly doesn't mean that you're not generating any waste, because we want everyone to feel involved. So even by coming to this event, even buying a ticket and not coming supports our organization. And that's one way. So I think it's, again, not all or nothing. We want everyone to feel involved. So even if you're just donating, even if you're just, what's the word, Marie Kondoing your way out of organizing your closets, and you end up donating everything instead of throwing it away, that's another way to address it.
But that's a really good point to make, is that it seems sometimes that it's an all or nothing, right? And then you almost feel guilty if you don't get it right.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe it's something as simple as take your own bags to the grocery store, right? And maybe you're not doing anything else, but that one little thing does have a domino effect if everyone is doing one little thing.
Certainly. And one little thing can encourage one other habit that you can adopt.
Very good point. So let's quickly, before I let you go, when and where is the event? It's this Sunday.
It is this Sunday from 2 to 4:30 at the Gem Center for the Arts.
And that's in Garden City, correct?
That's in on the bench.
On the bench. Always get it. Okay, yeah, that's right. It's Visual Art Collective is in Garden City.
Right. It's off of Vista. It's behind the washer lady.
Oh, okay. Well, see, now you know. Just look for the washer lady.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Good luck on the event. And tickets, are they available at the door to purchase?
Tickets are available at the door. You can save a little money by buying them in advance. And you can get more info on our Facebook page at The Reuse Market.
Thank you both for coming in. We've been talking with Patty Costello, a board member at Zero Waste Boise Institute, and Joni Schofield, the president of Reuse Market, about the art revival. We don't want any artwork to be lonely, so hope you get a good turnout. And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Friday. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our intern is Chloe Ball. Our general manager is Tom Michael. And our programming director is Paul Stribling. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. And we will, of course, see you back here tomorrow. Not tomorrow, on Monday. I'm not coming in on a Saturday.